inequality something in and of itself that we should be worried about as a society? Does it undermine our relationships with each other? Does it hurt the fabric of society? These are the questions I explore in my research. The specific question I ask is, how does pay inequality affect workers? Does it actually undermine workers' ability to interact with each other? Does it hurt their productivity and in doing so undermine the firm's bottom line? The way we answer this question is we run a field experiment with manufacturing workers in India. And our goal in constructing an experiment to look at pay inequality is that we want to be able to hold fixed a worker's absolute pay level, but then vary how much his coworkers are paid, so that we can say, holding everything else the same, when a worker is paid differently than his peers, what does that do to that worker? So to accomplish that, what we do is we randomize at the unit level what the structure of pay is. So there's some production units where everybody gets paid the same. There's some units where workers are paid differently than each other. If you take two workers who are paid the same exact wage, but one of them is in a unit where he's paid the same as his peers, the other one is in a unit where he's paid less than his peers, that second worker is going to be a lot less productive. He also comes to work a lot less often. In fact, what we find is in places where, in teams where workers are paid less than their peers or paid differently than their peers, they actually come to work 10% less of the time, which means they actually leave a bunch of their earnings on the table to avoid a workplace where they're paid less than everybody else. So on average, we find that people really don't like pay inequality. On average, if you are paid differently than your peers, you end up producing a lot less and earning a lot less. But then we can also look to see, well, are there instances where people think pay inequality is okay? What if you're on a team where the person who's paid more than you is also a lot more productive than you? Does that matter? And indeed, we find that it does. So if you are, you know, paid 5% less than the person ahead of you, but they're 30% more productive, we don't see any negative impacts on your productivity. You're okay with that because it's very obvious that this person is more skilled. But say that person is only 10% more productive, so it's hard for you to really observe that this person deserves to be paid more. That's really when we observe bad outcomes for workers. So it does seem that workers are willing to accept unequal pay, but the justification for it needs to be really clear in their eyes. And that's actually hard for the firm to accomplish, because how do you really justify that somebody is so much better than you in all the different domains? We find that workers are, dislike pay inequality, but we're also interested in understanding, does this undermine their interactions with each other? Does it hurt the social fabric of the workplace? So to do that, at the end of our study, what we do is we actually incentivize the workers to cooperate with each other on some fun games that they have to play. For example, they have to work together to build something, and the whole team is going to be paid the same amount if they're able to cooperate. So now this has nothing to do with working for the firm, it's just, can they cooperate in their own self-interest? And what we find is that workers actually make less money because the workers that have been on teams where they were paid differently than each other at end line now can't even do a new task with each other and do it as well because they actually just aren't able to cooperate with each other. So the takeaway from this is that inequality does matter. It does affect workers' productivity, it affects workers' happiness, and it undermines the social fabric both inside and outside of the workplace.